Sophie, penthouse. Someone is knocking on the front door to the building. Loud enough for Benoit, my silver whippet, to leap to his feet and let out a volley of barks. Arezza! I shout. Stop that! Benoit whimpers, then goes quiet. He looks up at me, confusion in his dark eyes. I can hear the change in my voice as well. Too shrill, too loud. And I can hear my own breathing in the silence that follows. Rough and shallow. No one ever uses the door knocker. Certainly no one familiar with this building. I go to the windows on this side of the apartment, which look down into the courtyard. I can't see onto the street from here, but the front door from the street leads into the courtyard, so if anyone had come in, I would see them there. But no one has entered, and it must have been a few minutes since the knocking. Clearly it's not someone the concierge thinks should be admitted. Fine. Good. I haven't always liked that woman, but I know I can trust her in this at least. In Paris, you can live in the most luxurious apartment, and the scum of the city will still wash up at your door on occasion. The drug addicts, the vagrants, the whores. Pigalle, the red light district, lies just a little way away, clinging to the coattails of Montmartre. Up here in this multi-million euro fortress, with its views out over the city's rooftops, all the way to the Tour Eiffel, I have always felt comparatively safe. I can ignore the grime beneath the gilt. I am good at turning a blind eye, usually. But tonight is different. I go to check my reflection in the mirror that hangs in the hallway. I pay close attention to what I see in the glass. Not so bad for 50. It is partly due to the fact that I have adopted the French way when it comes to maintaining my form, which essentially means always being hungry. I know that even at this hour, I will be looking immaculate. My lipstick is flawless. I never leave the apartment without it. Chanel, Les Senteuses, my signature color. A bluish regal color that says, stand back, not come hither. My hair is a shining black bob. Cut every 6 weeks by David Mallet at Notre Dame du Victoire. The shape perfected, any silver painstakingly concealed. Jacques, my husband, made it quite clear once that he abhors women who allow themselves to go grey, even if he hasn't always been here to admire it. I am wearing what I consider my uniform, my armour. Silk equipment shirt, exquisitely cut dark slim trousers. A scarf. Brightly patterned Hermes silk around my neck, which is excellent for concealing the ravages of time to the delicate skin there. A recent gift from Jacques, with his love of beautiful things, like this apartment, like me, as I was before I had the bad grace to age. Perfect, as ever, as expected. But I feel dirty, sullied by what I have had to do this evening. In the glass, my eyes glitter, the only sign, though my face is a little gaunt, too, if you were to look closely. I am even thinner than usual. Recently, I have not had to watch my diet, to carefully mark each glass of wine or morsel of croissant. I couldn't tell you what I ate for breakfast this morning, whether I remembered to eat at all. Each day, my waistband hangs looser. The bones of my sternum protrude more sharply. I undo the knot of my scarf. I can tie a scarf as well as any born and bred Parisian. By it, you know me for one of them. Those chic, moneyed women with their small dogs and their excellent breeding. I look at the text message I sent to Jacques last night. Bonne nuit, mon amour. Tu vas bien ici? Good night, my love. Everything is fine here. Everything is fine here. I don't know how it has come to this, but I do know that it started with him coming here, moving into the third floor. Benjamin Daniels. He destroyed everything.